It's 11:30 here at WCCO Radio, and I'm Ruth Kozlak. Juergen Nash is who we're going to be talking about for a little bit. Juergen retired from his full-time duties here at WCCO back in 1980, but he continued to write and produce some weekly reports, even while he spent several months of the year in England with his wife, Mary.
Hello again from the United Kingdom. This is Juergen Nash bringing you another weekend view of life as it goes by in this always fascinating island. Before leaving this time for our stay over here, a letter from a listener asked if among these weekly reports, would I devote one to some personal reactions of day-to-day life in Britain as I see it? Well, I thought that an interesting, certainly worthwhile request. Rather than castles, cathedrals, picturesque villages, and the eccentric natives, instead, my feelings about prices, pollution, the economy, jobs, crime, the things that the average Brit here has to face.
Every weekend, Juergen has brought us his observations and his insights, ranging from the tunnel beneath the English Channel to his favorite hardware store in Minneapolis. Well, sadly, last Sunday, Juergen's illness forced him to bring his weekend series to a close. And here is Juergen's goodbye to his listeners.
This is Juergen Nash. I regret having to say that this morning's report will be the last I do in this passing parade series. I have not been in the best of health for the past year, and my body tells me it's time to step down. Each week becomes more trying in the interviewing, research, even in the typing of the scripts. The 20 years that I have been doing them have been most enjoyable, bringing me into contact with my own passing parade of persons and events. But all good things have to end. My wish to you remains the same, that your weeks and months ahead are those of peace and contentment.
Juergen wanted to be able to talk with us today, but he was unable to do that. But we're told that he is listening, and we want to offer our thoughts to him in the next few minutes. And we offer the phone lines to you, 989-9226 or 1-800-327-8255. Maybe you have a favorite memory, something you remember most about Juergen Nash, what his shows meant to you. You can certainly call us. And in our studios, a couple of people who worked with him for many years, Ray Christensen is with us. And
I want to
Dick
say,
Chapman.
First of all, are you going to have commercials during this half
yes,
hour?
Yes, we will.
Because Juergen would worry about that, you know. Where's the money coming from? So we've got to get those
we
in.
We will make some money during this
all right,
next half
good.
Hour, yes.
That's good. Juergen's last couple of years with the Radio Guild and with KUOM were my first couple of years, both of us coming out of the service. Then he graduated from the university and went on to KDHL at Faribault. But we did a limitless number of radio shows at KUOM. And he used to help produce and direct things in the Radio Guild workshop, which was for the people just coming into the Radio Guild. And I still remember fondly Juergen producing something. This was not going on the air, but it was being fed so that others could listen to it in the studios. Mm-hmm. And he cued the console down below where some music on record was to be a bridge in the middle of this dramatic show. Mm-hmm. Well, something happened. Nothing was there. He cued again. There was still nothing. So Juergen, and I was in there seeing this. So Juergen raised his arm blithely as if the music were up, then slowly faded out nothing and cued the actor.
I love it. It's a great story. Dick Chapman's
well, I got another one like that.
What?
Juergen, years ago, there was heavy advertising by two of our major financial institutions. Well, I'll name them, Twin City Federal and Midwest Federal. We're
competitors.
Serious competitors and advertised heavily on WCCO. And quite frequently, they would call on some of our talent to be personalized spokesmen for them. Juergen was, I believe, the personalized spokesman for Twin City Federal.
Juergen Nash presents 9:30 every
right.
night.
Yeah. All right. On one occasion, both of these institutions had musical jingles that they would use at the beginning of their commercials. Twin City Federal had one, Midwest Federal had another. Juergen cued the engineering staff for one of these jingles at the beginning of one of the commercials, and they put the wrong one up.
Oh, no.
Okay? Juergen, not knowing what to do, instead of pushing the talk back, he pushed the on-the-air mic button and yelled, "Stop the music!" Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, no.
Well, he was, to me, he was the consummate broadcaster. dignified, and the voice was so precise.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was a fun guy, too.
Well, that's what's funny about it, is that presence that his voice has, and then he's such a loony guy, you know, when he's not. I mean, some of the conversations he and I never got to work with him, but the conversations we'd have in the hallways.
Jürgen, and I hope I share this, I think of it as Scandinavian, this philosophy that life is much too serious to take it seriously.
Yeah. Well, on his noontime program, maybe you remember, Ray, used to waltz around the kitchen with his various listeners.
Oh, yes.
He'd go on a waltz, and then he'd be talking to them as he waltzed. Be careful of the kitchen table there, my dear. And I mean,
I wish I'd heard that.
That was just warm, marvelous stuff.
That's right. He did that regularly.
All right. Well, in honor of him, we're going to play a couple commercials, then we're going to come back to our listeners who want to share their thoughts, too.
Well, the money is coming in now, Jürgen.
Yes, don't be afraid. Don't worry.
Authentic Dixieland Jazz comes to town on Sunday afternoon, April 4th, as Pete Fountain and his band come up the Mississippi to the Twin Cities and Orchestra Hall. Pete Fountain has brought down the house everywhere from Bourbon Street to Carnegie Hall, and he brings a red-hot band to Orchestra Hall for a concert of Dixieland pop and swing, the music that made New Orleans famous and made him a household word all over the world. Get your tickets now for Pete Fountain and his band, 2 p.m. Sunday, April 4th at Orchestra Hall, part of the Minnesota Orchestra Weekender Pop Season. For information or tickets by phone, call the Orchestra Hall ticket office at 371-5656 or purchase tickets in person at Orchestra Hall, 11th and Nicollet in downtown Minneapolis. Also part of the Minnesota Orchestra's Weekender Pops, two concerts of pop vocalist and Minnesota native Linda Etter with the Minnesota Orchestra, April 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets today.
Hi, gang, this is Cannon. Is your investment portfolio prepared to reduce volatility and increase return? Spend 90 minutes and listen to Bob Klepsis and Dr. Elliot Middleton at the all-new All-Star Financial No-Load Mutual Fund Seminar. Now, they will show you how they have analyzed over 750 no-load mutual funds using the Nobel Prize-winning Modern Portfolio Theory to develop the most efficient asset allocation models that maximize returns and minimize risk. Now, you, your advisor, your broker, should not be managing your money by using only judgment. This shoot-from-the-hip approach has proven to be much less effective than the focused, more disciplined approach that All-Star Financial uses to reduce risk and increase returns while managing millions of dollars in no-load mutual funds. Call All-Star Financial at 896-3820. Reserve your spot for the seminar this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday at 10:30, 2, or 7. Call 896-3820 today.
It's 22 minutes before 12 noon. I'm Ruth Kozlak, and Ray Christensen and Dick Chapman are with us. We're reminiscing about Jürgen Nash, who we'd hope could be with us today, but he's listening, and we're going to take some of your calls with thoughts. And we were just talking about he was on the air like 3.5 decades full-time.
From the late 40s right on through the 70s, and then, of course, continued his weekly broadcast on CCO.
Right. Let's go to Wayne in Edina. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, how are you today, Ruth?
I'm good.
I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in. I've been growing up with CCO my whole life, and Jürgen Nash was a very important part of that growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make certain that he understands that he brought class to the radio through a real eloquent fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain that he probably didn't know how much he actually meant to the CCO listeners and to the actual traditions that he was helping to develop in the upper Midwest here. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to call and wish him fine health and Godspeed, and hopefully I'll be able to keep in contact with the listening public through those that are still at CCO, and maybe we can kind of hear how he's doing off and on.
Great, Wayne. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jean Ann in Hopkins.
Yes, I just wanted to say hi to Jürgen. I grew up hearing his voice from the barn outside of Northfield on the farm, the family farm, and later on got to know him. He probably knows me better as Myrtle's daughter from the Otterness family. And lo and behold, I used to watch my brother would dance holding the tails of the cows and dance around, and and I'm sure that Jürgen was probably one of those whose music I swore I'd never listened to those old-time shows like that, but here I am listening each day, and I just want to wish him the very best from the whole Otterness family. It's been wonderful knowing him.
All right. Thanks,
Jean
Ann. Thanks for calling.
Now, you know, he used to hold down that morning hour with Maynard Speece long before Roger Erickson came along.
Yeah, that's right. In
they
fact,
used to kind of kick it around a little bit, right?
Oh,
6
yes.
o'clock.
Yeah.
They were a little wild.
Oh, yeah. They had a wonderful time together. Yeah.
Well, here's another friend of ours, Larry Haig, on the phone. Hi, Larry. Oh, no.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
No, this is Larry Jago.
Oh, Larry Jago. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were Larry Haig.
No.
Hi, Larry.
Well, how you doing?
Very good.
Good. How you doing, Dick? Ray?
Fine. We should mention that Larry was a producer at WCCO for many years and worked with Jurgen in that capacity.
As a matter of fact, Jurgen and I officed together for 10 years from 1960 until 1970. And, you know, one of the things, good, great old Jurgen, so sophisticated, and some people thought he was a little tight on occasion.
Yeah.
And not wanting to spend the money. And I remember when they'd have these various fundraisers by selling the lapel flowers, Jurgen would look in the drawer and see who was selling what the colors they were, and he'd reach in the drawer put one in.
Yeah, he always kept a poppy in the drawer. But
he had a buddy poppy that was 15 years old.
Yeah, but the thing is, he eventually did buy, but that was the thing. You know, at the end of the day, you could see Jurgen slip out, though, and make a donation, but he liked to do that. And tell you the other thing I remember with Jurgen later on, after he had retired from on-air work, when I was with the Bolin Agency, he did some commercials for us, and we had him in a golf scene, and he kicked a ball from behind the tree. And we got more calls saying Jurgen Nash would never cheat. And we almost had to take the commercial off the air. Remember that, Jurg?
I remember that commercial. That's funny.
Well, you know, I think Jurgen, he kind of had a Jack Benny mentality. He liked to nurture that that aura that he was kind of tight with the penny. But one time, he was a little thrifty. And he used to eat downtown here at a local department store cafeteria counter because they had a very reasonable noontime lunch thing. But one time, all of a sudden, an outbreak of hepatitis happened to hit this particular counter.
Oh, no.
And it turned out that some people developed the disease, and the city quickly offered some free hepatitis shots for people. Well, it was too late because Jurgen had already gone out and got one and paid for it himself.
Oh, no.
And then he decided, well, I'm going to see if I can get my money back from my doctor.
Yes.
Because the county's paying for this.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Well, Larry, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Yes, and we just wish Jurgen Nash all the best in the world, and Jurgen, we'll miss you.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Let's go to Amy in St. Paul. Hi, Amy.
Hi. I just wanted to tell a favorite memory of mine.
Okay.
Every morning on the way to church, the kids would be squabbling in the back of the car, and as soon as Jurgen Nash came on, we'd all shut up and listen.
You sound like a young girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm only 17.
But you remember this from your childhood. That's terrific.
Oh, yes. Every Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks.
I think that tells a little of Jurgen's quality, the fact that you better listen when he's talking. But beyond that, there is a warmth saying, hey, I like to listen.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna take a break and we'll come right back. We're talking about Jurgen Nash today, and he just did his last program for us on Sunday of Life's Passing Parade, and we're reminiscing a little bit with Ray Christensen and Dick Chapman here on WCCO.
Sandy, every carpet's on sale at Sears Spring Floor Covering Sale.
Spring with showers, flowers, robins,
berbers, textures, plushes, all on sale at Sears.
Spring when a girl's fancy turns to carpeting.
DuPont Stainmaster, Ansel Crush Resistor, wear-dated traffic control, over 3,000 colors and styles.
Spring when I hop like a bunny to Sears Big Carpet Sale.
Every carpet's on sale at Sears Spring Floor Covering Sale, but only through Saturday.
You can count on me.
Win a getaway vacation to Florida with tickets to Disney World from your participating getaway food stores. Check this week's ad for your official entry blank and get away from high prices with these getaway coupon specials.
For fruit flavors kids love, choose Hi-C juice boxes with 10% real fruit juice. Pick up a 9-pack of Hi-C fruit drink juice boxes, just $2.29, limit one with coupon.
Golden Plump, you can't buy a better chicken, especially when you save 20% off all the Golden Plump chicken you buy. Limit 20% off with coupon, one coupon per family.
For quality you can depend on, choose Classico and Cremette. Buy one 26-ounce jar of Classico pasta sauce and get a one-pound package of Cremette vermicelli, angel hair, or long spaghetti free. Limit three with coupon.
Swift Premium, America's favorite pre-cooked sausage. Swift Premium brown and serve patties, links, or sausages. 7 to 8-ounce packages, only 89 cents. Limit one with coupon.
Look for these getaway specials and register to win a transglobal vacation to Orlando, Florida with tickets to Disney World at participating IGA stores and all Jubilee Foods. No purchase necessary.
This is the Ruth Kozlak Show on WCCO at a quarter before 12 and 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. Ray Christensen, Dick Chapman with us, and we're reminiscing about Jurgen Nash, who we'd hope we'd be able to talk to today, but not feeling very well with his illness. And
you know what I did this morning? I found a cassette, which is called Rhapsodies, and I popped that in because the first thing on it is the Swedish Rhapsody, and that used to be Jürgen's theme for Jürgen Nash Presents. Da-da-da-da-da-dee-dee-dim-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum, and so on.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did this. It was a classical music show.
9:30 to 10 every night.
Right after Honest to Goodness.
Yeah.
But didn't he also do really early in the morning at the same time?
Oh, yes.
So how did he do that?
He had a terrible schedule. His wife, Mary, who's an angel, finally put her foot down and says, Jürgen, you've got to stop doing this. Well, but he had done it for years. He was on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning and live as late as 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
He had a big split in the middle of the day. But
better not tell management that about that schedule. That scares me. Ray in Minneapolis. Hi.
Hello. About 30 years ago, Jürgen was broadcasting live from the Ag Hort building over at the State Fair. And my oldest son, Gary, was quite young. He came up to Jürgen came up to him just before he went on the air, and he said, now, when I point to you, he said, I want you to answer. I'll ask, why are you here? And he said, I want you to answer to watch the Jürgen Nash Show.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time came, he pointed at Gary, and he said, why are you here? And Gary said, well, why are you here? Jürgen was going to give him a dime. He didn't have a dime. He ended up having to give him a quarter.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that upset him.
Oh, but it was a wonderful memory. Jürgen has been such a wonderful broadcaster, and we've enjoyed him very much over the years. In fact, Sunday, after we had heard later on that Jürgen was not going to be broadcasting anymore, my wife and I both felt a very great empty spot. He's been such a Sunday morning attraction for us, along with the rest of your broadcasting. He also had one during several years ago in regard to an incident during the Second World War on Christmas Eve when the troops stopped firing and began to sing Christmas songs. It was very, very touching.
Yeah.
We're going to miss him.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Thanks for the call.
He's been a wonderful broadcaster.
Thanks, Ray. Now we have Larry Haig. We had Larry before, and I thought it was you. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Ruth.
How are you doing?
Well, pretty good.
This is a voice from the past.
From the past.
Well,
from the present.
From the present.
I just wanted to share with you one moment, and I think Dick Chapman will be able to identify with this, and that is fresh out of journalism school in the early 1970s when I first joined CCO. And I remember, of course, growing up with Jürgen as everybody else did. And then finally, joining CCO as a Cub news writer and being able on the first day to be able to write for Jürgen Nash.
Mm.
And I remember very clearly the first newscast. I think it was the 9:55, and my story was near the bottom. And I remember the care and concern with which Jürgen approached that story, as he would any other story. But just because it was on the bottom of the stack and written by the newcomer, it didn't make any difference to him. He was going to treat it with respect. And I remember when he read it, somehow on the air, magically, the story, which was a rather pedestrian story, became more than I had written. And it had more authority and better pacing and more feel than I had imagined it did. And I began to think to myself, you know, maybe I'm a better writer than I thought I was. Or was it Jürgen who made me better? And I think it was the latter. Jürgen had a way of adding class to the printed word, and the story would just kind of leap out of the radio.
Mm-hmm.
One other point, and that is this. I will take credit for one thing, and that is that when Jürgen retired in the late 70s, and I was in the program department, By Napier and I searched around for a way to keep Jürgen on the air in some capacity, and we came up with the Sunday morning idea. And those delightful little essays that Jürgen produced over the years do not deserve to be hidden away in a drawer. I think they deserve to be in a small volume that would be able to be shared by generations to come, and I hope somebody does that.
Mm, that's a great idea, Larry.
Jürgen, we will miss you.
Thanks for the call, Larry.
Thanks, Ruth.
We have to take a break for a business update here on WCCO. It's 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. Ray Christensen, Dick Chapman, and Ruth Kozlak here talking about Jürgen Nash this morning.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. Orders for manufactured goods moderate. I'm Bill Scheffler. Details in a moment.
This time of the year, Sears siding contractors spend a lot more time inside than they do outside on installations. You see, people just don't think about making home improvements in the winter. But Sears installs siding all year long. And right now, to keep their crews working, Sears is offering truly incredible values. So call 1-800-842-9900 now for a free in-home estimate. There's no obligation. Call now and you'll save 15% on premium vinyl siding during the winter warehouse sale. Sears siding is guaranteed against denting, chipping, or peeling for as long as you own your home. Plus, it's sold, furnished, and installed by a Sears authorized contractor, someone you can trust. License numbers furnished on request. Put Sears siding crews to work for you this winter. Call 1-800-842-9900 now. Save 15% on premium vinyl siding during the winter warehouse sale. Not available in all areas. This offer ends March 15th. So call 1-800-842-9900 now. That's 1-800-842-9900.
Factories got fewer new orders during the month of January. The Commerce Department reports that they fell 1.3%. But Stuart Hoffman, the chief economist at PNC Bancorp in Pittsburgh, says the slip isn't really a sign of a slowdown.
I think it really says that the manufacturing sector is still humming along, and that I only view this as a partial offset to the big surge we had at year-end.
The cost of quitting smoking is coming down. Letterly Laboratories is offering a rebate on its nicotine patch that will bring the price of the patches down to $2.50 each. That's the average price of a pack of brand-name cigarettes. Stock prices are lower. A short while ago, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 12 points at 33.92. April gold is down 60 cents an ounce at 329.10, and the dollar is mixed in New York. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
This is Brian Anderson, editor of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. If you buy only one issue of our magazine a year, and don't get me wrong, I don't recommend that, I guarantee you won't go wrong with our new Best Restaurants issue of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Here's what you get. A directory complete with phone numbers, hours, and reservation policies of 400 major restaurants. A critical guide to the best Italian restaurants in town. And a listing of the favorite dining out spots of food critics and our readers. Plus much more. Now, if that doesn't make you hungry for the issue, how about a story on four of our town's top divorce lawyers? Or how therapy can help kids in stress? We also feature fabulous spring fashions, a new Northwoods resort, and U of M president Nils Hasselmoel. If you're looking for a good play to attend, a nature center to visit, a museum to tour, our About Town guide will recommend the month's best choices. Look for Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine's Best Restaurants issue on newsstands today.
It's 7 minutes before 12 noon here on WCCO. I'm Ruth Kozlak. Ray Christensen is here. Dick Chapman is here. And we're talking about Jurgen Nash, a man who was with the radio station broadcasting from the late 40s up until last Sunday. And he is ill now, and we hope to talk to him today, but he wasn't able to do it. So we're taking calls from people who have their comments and memories of Jurgen. John's with us in Maple Grove. Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi.
I remember growing up when I was real young, and I listened to Honest to Goodness with Dick and Randy, and then when Jurgen came on with his theme song and his voice, it just was a reassurance that you could go to sleep, everything was right with the world. And then later I remember my grandmother sputtering all the time about, he's waltzing those women around the kitchen again. This is crazy, but she never missed it. Yeah. So I just think he had a real big impact on everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John.
John, you know, was a beer connoisseur.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, he and I used to run around trying to find the best imported beers and so forth. And Jurgen finally took a chance at making some of his own brew.
Oh, no.
It was cheaper, you see.
I have a feeling that it might be bad. Ray?
Here we have Jurgen. Now, this is a technical problem situation. This is Jurgen anchoring the news, calling for a live report from WCCO's government correspondent, Arv Johnson, in Fargo.
Hello, Arv.
Yes, do you hear me now?
Are you there, Arv?
Do you hear me now?
I'm afraid we've lost contact with him. I've got the switch thrown over here.
He's on.
Hello, Arv.
Hello.
He's on.
Hello, Jurgen.
Arv, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh,
do you hear me?
Yeah, fine. Oh, I had my key over on CBS. I'm sorry.
I'm not on CBS.
No, I'm sorry. I had it on the wrong switch.
I'm in Fargo, Moorhead, Jurgen.
I haven't passed my last test here for operating this pilot's board here. So what's the latest with you there?
You see, even when he messed up, he was dignified.
Yes, he was. Oh, man, that is funny.
Hey, I want to tell one Scandinavian joke, and I do this out of tribute to Jurgen, because he and I, every once in a while, would lapse into Scandinavian and tell a joke. And so I thought of a real short one. And normally this would be two voices here, but I'll have to do them both. Say, what time does the bus go to Duluth?
Well, the bus goes every hour on the hour. Well, is that Central Standard Time or Central Daylight Time?
There you are, Jurgen. You could have done it better.
Well, this is very nice of you both to stop by, and I think we hear from our listeners that their prayers are going to be with Jurgen, and they're certainly going to miss hearing him here on WCCO.
Mine certainly are.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for stopping by. Ray Christensen and Dick Chapman. It's 5 minutes now before 12 noon.